These shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Cody. Cody and Amber, can we, for the minutes, make it known that Rick Castro is here and present in the minutes? So notated. All right, we are now up to review and action of the July 14th, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, would someone be game to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
We've got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. We'll move into public hearing and final vote. We've got one, which is 2025-009 CUP.
Do we wish to establish a time limit?
No.
Don't worry about it?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Case number CUP 2025-009. David Kammerlink. The subject property is located at 1282 Bird Road, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 20, Township 23, and Range 21. The Kammerlinks are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit located at 1282 Bird Road, Branson, Missouri. Parcel number 08-4.0-20-000-000-000-048.000. The property is currently zoned R1. According to the assessor, the parcel size is 2.12 acres. It's got Taney County Public Water Supply number 3 for the water and the City of Branson for wastewater. And with that, let me kind of jump in and give you an idea of where it's at. All right, so this is Branson Hills Parkway off-ramp off 65 right here. So if you go up there and the first light there, if you take a right and cut back, you can go out here. Excuse me, it'd be down here a little bit. But it's on Bird Road going out there. Property is right here off Bird Road. Try this. There we go. A little closer look as you go down Bird Road. It's a single parcel, or yeah, a single home on the property right now. A little bit closer. One of the questions that might come up, they're going to put the structure somewhere back in here, but there's some issues on getting a road into it. You guys will see that from a street view. There's a little building here, and it looks like a little structure back here, so they're going to have to somehow come in here. Zoning to the west is A1 and to the back of the property. The property itself is R1. If you look to the east, you got Branson City Limits in the gray right here. And if you go to the south, you got R1 across the road. With that, I'll have the applicant come up and we will talk to them.
Howdy.
Hey.
Good evening. So, can you give a little history of why you're attempting to add an accessory dwelling?
Just want to be with the grandkids. So, it's basically going to be like a mother-in-law home behind their home. So just to be able to hang out, though, we got two grandsons with another one on the way. Just we're both retired, so we're just coming down to spend time with the grandkids.
And what you're considering is a modular or mobile home?
Uh-huh. We've talked to Clayton Homes, and we'll just be able to put it back there. They'll already have it built and just zip it together, and we'll be ready to go.
So you're looking over close, that your neighbor's property there to the right? Or is that?
Well, this is all of our property, but that's okay. I'm probably someplace like more like right here, or maybe right here. This is a barn we're going to take down.
But to the right of, is that your, that's not your property right there, is it?
This isn't ours, no.
Okay.
No. It's my understanding that it used to be that they cut it up so these guys can have their house.
Yeah. And Cody, in R1, you can have a modular mobile home?
Yeah. Let me, yes, so it would fall under a dwelling unit. But on top of that, an accessory dwelling unit, as you can see, is a conditional use in your R1 zoning district. Kind of highlighted it right here. I know it's a little bit odd to think that you have to come back through if it's ever sold, but that's just to regulate the development of the community and keep it as the intent was set upon it.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I've got one. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was behind you.
Is this going to be your permanent residence?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're trying to sell our houses up in Kansas City right now. Well, Liberty.
Right. And it just, your water is all on your own well there, which probably has nothing to do with us.
That's
well.
District 3.
It's yeah. going to be on the city.
City? I missed that part.
In District 3.
Okay.
That's why our realtor said that we ought to try to snap this up if we can, because if we can get this on there, we should have all city stuff.
So there was somebody just mentioned about the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you going to place your driveway?
To be quite honest, we hadn't thought about it. We're not too bad off yet. We think we could probably walk.
Dave, may I help?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you mind? I'm Sherilyn.
Plot, or I guess that's.
I'm Sherilyn, the wife.
Hi. Current wife.
Okay. Wait, no. I need elaboration on that.
So this driveway here is a shared easement.
Oh.
And so that's actually how the mobile home driven in. And then straight back.
Now, is that the neighbor's house with the...
The neighbor's house, that's it. This is ours.
Code is playing the game.
I can't get right
with it. Yeah. We can see it.
All right. So we share this driveway. It only goes so far. But there's a little shed here and a shed here. And so we're just going to go right up in there. We're knocking this down because it's kind of falling already. But there's a tree we know we have to get rid of straight back there.
Is that road on your property?
No.
Shared easement.
That's right. It's a platted easement.
Is it a deeded easement?
Uh-huh.
It is. It is a deeded easement.
It's my understanding. That's
yeah,
where
I mean, when we signed the paperwork, it said easement on there, and we asked our realtor, was it who checked?
Like, generally speaking, you wind up with about a 30-foot deeded easement through there. Is that kind of what you have?
20?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. On flat ground and already in existence, that would be wide enough.
I'm sorry, too, we were talking about that.
Well, I'm sorry, too. You didn't have that document in your paperwork, the written easement, when you closed your
deal? I don't think so. I mean, we talked to the neighbor. He said that he agreed that it was the easement that was there for the other guy. So
I sure want to see it.
I mean, we're going to park our... place here.
Yeah, right.
So well, we understand that.
We're not
that.
Talking about building a driveway.
We're just trying to figure out how you're getting there.
Okay. Yeah. That's the way you're going to get
your home. Yeah.
But then you'll probably use the other driveway at this time.
Will that driveway be used for egress and ingress to talk fancy? It getting in and out?
Probably.
Pretty much, yes.
And either that or we'll just park in the front where the kids are parked. Like I said, hopefully we can make it from there to there. I need to get a few steps in anyway.
So, do you own the house that's there?
Uh huh.
Okay, so this is your property.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because you kept talking about the kids,
Oh, sorry. We bought them.
Big family.
Yeah. We bought it for them.
But it's under our name.
Yeah. Then we kick off, they get it.
So it's your place, so you can park anywhere you want in that driveway.
Damn straight.
That's right.
That's right.
As far as the CUP, what are the specifics on that? Like,
can't be.
What would be?
Can't be any larger than 1,500 square feet. Which, if it's a single wide, what is it?
Double wide.
So, 1,500 square feet. I've got it pulled up here. Let me see if I can. Take me a second to figure out where it's at. Right here. No accessory dwelling unit shall have a finished living area of more than 1,500 square feet.
Okay.
How big a lot is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we're right on that with our thing we're going to get.
And then, so in the CUP, there's nothing that'll speak that they can't do nightly rentals?
Well, no, but they want to make sure.
They won't have the right for that. No.
But from an enforcement standpoint, is there any way to put in there that there's
it's not
be, no?
Yeah, you could state it in your decision.
Yeah. And they don't, I mean, they're not getting a permit for a nightly rental, so.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is that they do it from an enforcement standpoint.
That we're, so is that residential lot part of a subdivision?
That's a big lot.
Or is it just
it is. It's
all by itself.
It is part of subdivision here. Let me turn that layer on for you.
There's nothing in the covenants about.
It's actually lot one. I looked at that today. The Blackwood. You can see that right there. Blackwood subdivision, which actually goes over and grabs a lot of this area back in here. It's old Jeff Wood's old place. I don't know if you guys know Jeff.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, easement.
Yeah. Okay. Right up through there and together.
I don't look at covenants, so I wouldn't know.
Well, pull that back up on the driveway again, please, in the bigger picture.
The street view?
The one they're going to use to put the home in there.
Right.
The neighbor's driveway.
You want it to be
big. Yeah, right there. Back there.
Oh, gotcha.
It'll be both the driveway.
Okay, that driveway ends at that house. There's going to have to be a way to get to that other house. And do we have... That's still going, that lot goes back in there behind it, according to your blue line on there. So there's still going to be, I'm guessing, 100 feet there, plus. And that's what I'm wondering. I'm still wondering. I haven't got clear in my mind whether you have
legally
have egress or ingress rights there. I mean, across that piece of property on the neighbor's property.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a deeded easement, it has to go to that property.
Yep. Well, let me interject something to make everybody mad. We're going to give them permission or not to do that. And when they set that unit, how they get in and out is pretty much their business. Because if they're pushing trees over, they can build a driveway in their own lot. I don't see that how they get in and out is our purpose.
That on the right-hand side there, George, is not on their lot, unless I'm mistaken.
Right. Well, if they've got an easement, wonderful.
They're going to have to turn left and then go back and get behind that other part if they don't have an easement.
That's over 2 acres anyway. They stay on that place the whole way back if they want.
They have to just do some.
They just have to clear a bunch of trees and make their own driveway. That's all I'm getting.
Yeah, on the left-hand side of the line.
Yeah.
But it's open there, and I just.
Well, we don't know how to get that
line. That was concerning. Yeah.
There's an easement.
Yeah, I don't know
if there was an easement.
We were told, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
I would research it further.
This easement went from property line.
Probably the neighbor had said, or the neighbor said we did too. We've already been back there with some stuff, so.
I would want to see this.
Well, if everything.
Sure.
Yeah, the survey or.
For your own sake.
No, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter to this group.
Well, if everything blew up, you can still put a driveway.
I'm not worried about this neighbor. I'm worried about the one that buys that place next time. If the easement wasn't all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know that. We don't have a copy of the easement, so we don't know.
Because people sometimes take a damn view.
It doesn't transfer to the next owner anyway.
It will not transfer. Yeah, the new owner will have to come in and ask for the conditional use for that home to be used for family use only or guest house.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't concerned about that. I'm concerned about the next door neighbors who are going through. Those things get sticky sometimes. like I said, if it transferred, the property transferred,